views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show. I am your co-host Nancy Mack, and I'm here with Mary Jane. For those of you that are new, Mary Jane has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She's a holistic intuitive, and she's got a very successful practice. She has a form, it's muscle testing to find out where your imbalances are in the body. She recommends a nutrition protocol that's just for you, which brings your body back into balance. I'm having a little trouble this morning, Mary Jane. Having a little trouble. I think I'm flustered from the ride in. Flustered from the ride in.
Oh,
stop
dear,
laughing.
Nancy.
Let's go.
Was it the mowing on Issaquah Hobart?
Oh, my God.
You were in that, too?
Jesus, it was like 10 miles backed up. Why can't they mow at night?
I knew it.
I know.
I knew it.
You knew I was just going to go off. And there was no traffic coming on.
Just waiting.
It's
just waiting.
Okay, Nancy.
I know, but
okay.
There's like 10 miles of backup, and then there's letting three cars.
Breathe.
I know.
No, that wasn't long enough. Big? There.
Okay. Yeah.
Better?
So anyway.
Okay.
So here we are, and everything's good.
Everyone avoid Issaquah Hobart Road. I mean, let's just avoid Issaquah Hobart Road.
That's the traffic report for this morning.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. But boy, that really got me going this morning. Okay, so today's topic, stop laughing, Mom. We're going to talk about the heart and brain energy. I bet my brain is just rattling.
In overdrive.
Overdrive right now.
Overdrive. And rattling.
Yes. So.
Well, we look at the brain, at the heart, as the main battery. Your heart is your main battery, and your brain is your backup. That's your second battery. So if your heart energy is low, it can affect your brain energy. And if your brain energy is low, it can affect your heart energy.
And when your brain energy is in overdrive, it affects your heart energy as well.
And then you're just rattling, like you said.
Exactly.
Like going crazy. So we're going to talk about what affects your heart energy and how your brain energy affects the rest of your body.
All right. So I just want to let everyone know, if you have a question for Mary Jane this morning, she will be taking your calls and answering your questions. You can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819.
And the question could be about you, your family.
Your pet. I have to say, she does pets. And she had a pet, one of her clients, came in this week with Tiny.
Yeah, and Tiny is a Great Dane, and it's a girl, and she is the most, it's a Harlequin, and she is the most beautiful Great Dane I have ever seen, and bigger than any other Great Dane I've seen, but very muscular, very solid, and Tiny's been on our program since Tiny was a baby, when she first got Tiny.
I don't think Tiny has ever been Tiny, though.
No, Tiny hasn't been, but Tiny is very big. And Tiny, what's so funny about Tiny is Tiny sits in her mom's lap. She actually backs her little butt up to the mom's lap and puts her little back end down and just sits there. It's pretty cute. I miss taking a picture, but it's very cute.
Yeah, so Mary Jane does pets. So if you have a question about your four-legged family member, go ahead and give us a call. She does cats, dogs, horses. I think that's pretty much the norm. I mean, you have done a few other
birds.
Unconventional
birds.
Pets. But yeah. So, yeah, give her a call and ask any question that you may have.
And everybody's connected. I mean, everybody's the same. The animals, we're checking their heart energy and their brain energy. And the whole body is connected. So when you check the heart and the brain energy, you could pick up what's either causing it to be low or what's causing it to be high.
And it's like I have a new puppy, and when he first arrived at his new forever home, his brain energy was low.
Very low.
So
we're looking at energy, like for the heart is from a 0 to a 12. 12 is normal. For a brain, the front part of the brain, it's 0 to 10. And for the back part of the brain, it's 0 to 15.
So what does the front part do of the brain?
The front part of the brain has to do with thinking clearly, memory, being able to pass tests. It's what the nutrition you need for that is, like natural lithium. The front part of your brain produces lithium. And natural lithium is quite different than the drug lithium. So when you don't have enough natural lithium, you're foggy, you're spacey, you can't think clear, you can be depressed. Kids don't do well in school. They have short attention span. They have trouble remembering for tests. So when people come in and that part might be low and may need to just be charged up, and they tell me that, like a CPA, for example, I've had a lot of those, they're going to be taking their test and they want to be as good as they can be, we always charge up the front part of their brain and balance their whole brain out so it's easier to pass that test, and they're very successful. Use it for a lot of CEOs of companies who have a lot going on, just to keep them sharp and on the edge. So it's very important to keep your brain balanced. And so that's the front part of your brain. And also the nerves to your brain, the nerves to your eyes, to your ears, that's when those nerves get dry or are low, then you're more melancholy. You're up and down. You're moody. You don't feel good. Sometimes you could have trouble with your vision or your hearing. And so it's very important not only to balance the low part of your brain, like the front part, but to balance the nerves to your brain. It's like when I'm looking at somebody's brain, I'm looking at every piece of what's going on in that brain so that the whole total area is balanced, and that's why they have good results and get well faster.
Okay, so let's talk about the back part of the brain.
The back part of the brain is the cerebellum. And the cerebellum, when that's the score, that's 15. Now, the cerebellum is your energy. It's what makes you feel good. And it's when the back part of your brain goes low, you're definitely foggy, spacey, tired. You can sit in a chair and fall asleep instantly. And the big sign is if you start drooling.
Oh, my God.
And if you're drooling, that's actually like cerebral spinal fluid. That's your brain being in such a low gear that you're actually leaking that fluid. And if you're drooling, it's basically your brain dead. It's like, that's like if that ever happens to me, I wake up instantly. It usually doesn't. And it's like charge your brain up because you're that low. And how do you get like that? You could get like that just from being tired, from having a lot of things going on in your life, your family. And the most important thing is when people, you're connected to people and they actually draw your energy.
They suck it dry.
And it could be another family member. Sometimes you will look like you're in more trouble and sicker than somebody else in your family, but it could be somebody else who's having a lot of problems and not getting well that's living off you.
Another example, you get on a plane, you sit next to somebody, and this has happened to me, and the person you're sitting next to is like tired, real lethargic, not moving. You're feeling good, you're excited, you're happy about your trip. 10 minutes later, that person is like awake, bubbly, super chatty, and you're like totally
unconscious.
So
exactly.
They steal it.
They do. And that's the perfect example, because when I used to teach what I do around the country for 15 years. And when I taught, I would use that for an example. And people would come in and they'd be in the front couple rows, and one person would be like almost unconscious, and the rest are real perky and feeling good. And then before long, the one that was not really responsive is feeling good, and the other one is falling asleep. So I would use that for an example to the class about how people drain and steal your energy. So in my classes, what I used to do is have people take different nutrition to charge their brain up to keep everybody on the same
level
page.
Yeah. It's very interesting. If you start paying attention to your surroundings and people that you're with, if you really pay attention, you'll start noticing it. Because I don't think people are aware of why that happens. But, you know, maybe that's something to think about, like this weekend. If you're feeling really, really good, and then all of a sudden you go really, really unconscious. Because that's happened to me.
Well, and you don't even have to just go on. You'll start yawning and just feeling really tired. The biggest thing is you start yawning, and that's your first sign. And it can happen whether you're with somebody or even if you think of somebody or you talk to somebody on the telephone. Because remember, energy is infinite, and they could be on the other side of the world. And if you think of them, your energy is connecting. It's like if you think about somebody and all of a sudden they call you on the telephone, well, your energy is already connected. They thought of you, and that's why you thought of them. And then the next thing is the phone rings, and you say, oh, I was just thinking about you. That's how it works.
So you are listening to the Mary J. Maxx Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, but we will talk more about the heart and brain energy when we get back.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, and I am your co-host, Nancy. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Today, we are talking about heart and brain energy. However, if you have another question, could be digestion, could be absolutely anything, go ahead and give Mary Jane a call, and she'll be able to tune in and figure out exactly what's going on. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232 and talk to Rhonda. I just have to say, if you call and you get the machine, that just means Rhonda's on the phone. So leave a message and she'll call you right back. So don't worry about it. And if you'd like more information, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com. All right, we're talking about the brain drooling. I have to say, that did happen to me once in Africa, remember?
Right.
It was like 100 degrees. We were in the shade. We were sitting there after lunch. And all of a sudden, I went completely unconscious with my mouth open. And there's a picture to prove it.
That's right. And we were with someone who was not feeling well. And so he was also unconscious.
I shared my energy. Yeah. And for that person, I didn't care that he took it.
But he woke up. He got better.
Yeah, he got better, and I was like...
But I got to get her picture in that position.
Yes,
it was pretty,
she did.
Like,
and yeah. It's a constant reminder of... It's a very attractive photo. One that no one will ever see if I have my say about it. So anyway, just pay attention. If you know, it's an interesting thing to be aware of. So when you're with your friends or if you talk to somebody on the phone, you were feeling really good and then all of a sudden you find yourself yawning and kind of going unconscious and getting tired, that means they just zapped you.
Now, something you could do for that is if it happens to you, remember you can ask your angels or guides or ask the universe to fill your space with positive universal energy and clear all negativity. So that's something simple you could do. If you're at home, you say, clear my home, clear myself and my home and all my family. And then also send positive energy to the person who you were talking to. Because you want to get the power to be able to change that energy and not get in that state, not be able to get out of it.
Yeah, you don't want people stealing your stuff.
Yeah, and the other thing is put yourself in a bubble when you know that happens with certain people. So before you engage with them, make sure that you visualize yourself in a bubble and filling that bubble with positive energy, and you could send out all the energy you want, but people can't come in and take it from you.
They can't penetrate the bubble.
So it's all about learning how to protect yourself. But sometimes even though you do that, you let your guard down, and then that the other happens.
You still get zapped. Okay.
So that's your brain. So the brain is amazing, and when you charge up the brain, so if the brain is low, it can affect everything in your body. So now it affects everything below your neck, all your organs, your heart energy drops.
Can I just say one more thing about the brain? If your brain is overactive, sometimes you can't sleep at night.
Okay.
There's a lot of times when you could be laying in bed, you're completely exhausted, but don't you have that racing brain? And you're thinking about, you can't turn it off. You think about all the things you need to do tomorrow and all the things you didn't get done. And so there's a nutrition protocol for that actually, it doesn't shut down your brain, but it allows your brain to
All of our nutrition, when I do the accelerated performance system, everything is designed to bring you in total balance. For example, when I check people, they may have a brain that's in low gear. The brain could be a 2. Well, my job is to get it to a 10. The brain should be, that part of the brain should be a 10. So when I correct the low part, sometimes it will go very high. And if it's over a 10, those are the people that are having trouble sleeping. They have nervous energy. Sometimes they have panic attacks. Sometimes they have a lot of anxiety. So the you can have a low brain and a high brain. So if the brain goes high, then I have to then I figure out what nutrition they need to bring it back to a 10. So the whole idea with all the organs in the body, it's to balance them so they're a 10. You could have a low number and you can have a high number. And the idea again is to get it in perfect balance and bring those the what they need, whatever nutrition they need to be a perfect 10 or in balance.
Yeah, so I was just, you know, when I find myself at night, you know, pop the proper nutrition and I find within like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, totally relaxed, brain is shut down and I'm able to fall asleep.
But the thing is the brain shuts.
It doesn't shut down.
It goes to a 10. And when you take nutrition to for an overactive brain, the idea is to bring it to a normal, not to we don't want it to drop low. So it's keeping it right where it should be. And that's when you feel the best and you can think clear. And you get, you know, you're not anxious and worried about everything. Those are the people that are worried about everything. So that's
right.
Very important to balance the whole entire. That was a good question, Nancy.
Thank you very much, Megan. I just want to share my own personal experiences because I still have issues. All right, so you were going to go below the neck.
Right. So then we're going to talk about the heart energy. So the heart energy should be a 12. And if it's between a 12 and 15, that's really good. But perfect the perfect number is 12. So if the heart energy, when I'm checking people, I'm also checking everything to balance that energy. It's like if your energy is low, like the heart energy is a 2 or 3, then I figure out why is that energy so low. And then I go through my system. I follow a particular protocol. And in that protocol, the body takes me to exactly what's causing the heart to be in low gear. Because everything that's going on in the body, whether it's gallbladder or kidney or spleen or ovaries,
emotions,
whatever it is, affects your heart energy.
And so, it could be some of the causes that change your heart energy are disease,
stress, anxiety, old emotions, which could be any death or relationship issues, broken heart, loss of a pet, family stress, anything in the family. Could be any you know, the kids are having trouble in school. It could be anything that affects you because everybody's different and it affects them in different ways.
And they take it in a different way. So you've got accidents and surgery.
Traumas, yeah.
So
and then, so it's again, your heart is your emotion. Heart is sadness, but it's other organs can still affect your heart and it could be another emotion. So it could be what you ate. It could be food poisoning.
Oh,
it could
just
be anything.
You're just starting with that. What is tomorrow? We're planning a family trip to the Enumclaw Fair, and in my during our car ride this morning, I was talking about all that fun fair food. I can't wait to eat some of that fun fair food tomorrow. But I already know it's going to blow out my gallbladder. But I don't care because I'm going to take the proper nutrition. There are some people who won't indulge in the fun fair food. I won't mention any names, Mom. But, yeah. I
mean, let me say, she talks about she's going to go to this fair and really eat out. She has a taste of this and a taste of that. So she really doesn't go as crazy as she acts like.
However, you combine all those little tastes,
yeah,
I mean, they
that's
do
right.
add up.
It's like the taste of Seattle.
Well, I mean,
right. Yeah.
There's only two things that I really look forward to, and that's a good corn dog, which they're not good anymore because there's no trans fat, which is really disappointing for me. you should say, she's rolling her eyes looking at me again. You know, a good corn dog and the kalinka, the piroshki with the beef and cheese, those are my absolute favorite things. And you're right. I may even bypass that corn dog or just get the pierogi, but yeah.
But it's the idea of it. It's the memories of the old going to the fair, the old years. But again, it's not like you go to the fair and you just graze through the whole fair.
No, that's not me. I go and I have my one main thing and I am like super happy. So yeah, so I already know that my gallbladder will be affected by the food I'm eating
tomorrow.
And that
can affect your heart energy. So
yes,
there
it
you
will.
Go.
But I'm prepared. So I mean, that's a great thing. You teach people if they are going to go off the wagon a little bit and have some fun.
You check nutrition to balance you out, so your body. And the idea of taking nutrition to balance you out is to digest and break down that food so it doesn't affect you later. And it's true. I teach people you can go party, you can have a good time. Just if you have a tendency toward a digestive issue, you need to be prepared and take a little more nutrition to help balance you, and then you'll come out of it as good as you went into it.
Exactly. And, you know, the gallbladder.
It's called life and having fun.
Yeah, the gallbladder is gonna get you at one point or another with certain things that you eat. So we just have to realize that and move on. Take the nutrition and enjoy all the fun things.
So anyway, getting back to the heart energy.
Well, that was part of the heart energy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the like we said, the digestion.
All right. Well, it's that time again. You are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're going to take a short break. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Ziggy Iggs, they got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Nancy Mack, and I am here with Mary Jane. For those of you who don't know, she is also my mom. Proud to have her as my mom. Okay, we're going to go to Darcy in Still Quamish. Hi, Darcy. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. Do you have a question for Mary Jane?
Yes, I sure did. I was curious as to... Let me just take you off of my... Excuse me just a second.
Okay.
She's pulling over. That's a smart move right there. Want to make sure you're not... Because, you know, there's big fines going out now if you're on your phone and blah, blah, blah. So,
let's just wait.
Yeah, I think we anticipated the calls. Or Darcy.
I'm off.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yay.
Be safe.
Yay. So I wanted to know, I just wanted to get a reading of my, like, my brain energy and my heart energy. I heard you speaking about it, and that was new to me.
Okay. Your heart energy is a 6, and your brain energy is a 2. So your brain is very tired. And how's your memory?
My memory's pretty good. I mean, I can have it. It can be bad also, but
are your moods up and down a little bit?
Yes. Because mostly up though. But my energy is very much up and down, but mainly up is what I'm feeling anyway.
Yeah, you have a little tendency toward the up and down. First, your brain is low. That could be memory, concentration, and then you have a little bit of the melancholy, maybe up and down. Now, remember, it's all relative to how much it is. Some people are worse than others. And then your brain goes in overdrive. So then your brain is in high gear. So your brain is, there's three parts to it that need to be balanced. And then the back of your brain is also, it's a 2. Now, do you get spacey and foggy sometime?
Yes.
Yeah, your brain is totally in all areas needs to be balanced. And when you balance your brain, your heart goes right up to a 15. So your brain is causing your heart to be in low gear. Sometimes it could be your heart causing your brain to be in low gear, but yours is your brain. So you just need a total... What kind of work do you do?
I teach, and I'm on summer vacation, and right now I'm building a home, or having my home built. So I am pretty busy making decisions and running errands.
So you have a lot going on, and that's what happens when you have a lot going on. Your brain just—you might have been tired in the first place, and then you have all these things. But the biggest thing, sometimes you have harder time making decisions when your brain is like this. And you're a little slower. You're not where you should be. So when you get your brain balanced, the difference is you make sharper decisions. You think clearer. You don't have to like kind of wave about it. You know you're sure of what you want, and you get certainty. So that's where you're at. Mm-hmm.
And I was hearing what you were saying, and you were talking about balancing. And how do you balance the brain energy?
What you would need is several different nutritions. You need brain energy. You need a nutrition for the front part of your brain, which is something like a natural lithium. Then you need something for the melancholy part, for the nerves, and that's a form of folic acid. And then you need something else for the back of your brain. You need 3 specific products to charge up totally your brain in the certain amount to get the results. And then you also need your digestion corrected. So by calling our office and giving us a call and get an appointment, we could tune you up, whether you come in, whether we do it by phone or you come in. And when you get to your brain and you have to tune your brain up, that's pretty easy. So you don't have a lot of other things underneath to go for. You got your brain. And that's and the difference is the nutrition that I use works very quickly. It doesn't in days like charging up the back of your brain starts working.
You'll be good as new, Darcy.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
It's not a long process at all to get when you do all those things together.
And what is your number? And I know you've given it, but
the number, Mary Jane's office number is 888 877-477-4232. And again,
okay.
You can go into the office or you can have a phone consultation.
Yeah, and just call Rhonda and you'll be on the edge, Vic, doing that house. And by the, and believe me, teaching, you need your brain sharp because all those students take your energy. And so by getting your brain sharp, you know, you might need a little more nutrition to start with, and then we fine-tune you, and you just stay on a little bit, and you're always on the edge, and you feel good.
Well, so, that sounds great. Thank you so much.
Thank
you're very
you, Darcy.
Welcome.
Have a great day. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
Good. Now, I wanted to talk about brain energy or heart energy. In, you know, other things can affect your heart energy, but it could also be your heart energetically in low gear, not necessarily a diseased heart. However, if you have something, a condition going on with your heart, we also can detect that and give you nutrition to get your heart healthy. But when your heart is in low gear, think about a lot of older people or sometimes even young people who are stooped over or who are limping or just unsteady and not able to balance, and they're walking, and people who fall all the time, that's usually very low heart energy. So in older people, it's amazing the difference in just charging up their heart. I always said if I could go into a nursing home and take a couple products, charge up their brain and their heart, these poor people wouldn't be sitting in a chair doing nothing. They'd have some energy and feel good. So for older people who are having trouble getting around and doing things, again, it's balanced their brain and their heart, and they can have an active, good life again.
And who doesn't want that? Everybody
yeah,
wants
exactly.
to get out there. I like the post you put on your fan page. If you want to join Mary Jane's fan page on Facebook, it's just Mary Jane Mack, about the first row or the third row, and that was a great. So if you have time, go check out Mary Jane's fan page and think about where do you want to be sitting, in the first row or the third row. And when you see the picture, you'll understand. So
well, in the first row, they're on a roller coaster, and the two gals are having a great time.
They are. So yeah. you got to go see the picture. It's yeah. well worth visiting. Okay. Anything else about the heart energy?
Well, that's a big part. And that's not only with older people. It's with young people, people in sports, people, the young kids playing football and having activities. Their heart energy could be low. And those are the kids that are open for accidents or don't perform as well. Same with runners. You know, there's a lot of runners out there who think they're because they run 10 miles a day and they're active, are in good shape. Well, often underneath, if they have low heart energy, they're just pushing. It's like whipping a tired horse. They're driving themselves, and those are some of the people that drop over and have heart attacks sometimes.
I was going to say, those people who just have a heart attack out of the blue and actually
yeah.
die. I mean, that's kind of...
Again, it's all about being an imbalance, whether you think... And we're in our office, we're proactive. Even if you think you're in good shape, people come in and they want to make sure that they're fine-tuned, and if there's anything they need to be in better shape or keep that health, that's what they want.
And I have to say, it's simple and it's easy. I mean, I've been doing it ever since... Well,
since 92.
Well, not quite. 93, probably. Yeah. That first year, it was a little it's a little iffy around the household. We were a little odd then, but I became a believer, and... It's great because now she's trained me. I know what to take when either my gallbladder is acting up or my brain energy is low. Obviously, I need a little work when I run into traffic problems. But other than that, it's all good.
Also, chronic shoulder problems. That's a heart issue. When people have chronic shoulder problems and they're having surgery, and you see it all the time. People have surgery on their shoulder, but they don't get well. They still have a problem for a long time.
Oh, I'm still dealing with my knee problem, which we really don't want to talk. But I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
Those are emotions stored in there. But with shoulder problems, they take a long time to heal anyway. And if you have surgery, they take even longer. But you have to support your heart whenever you have a shoulder issue. That's absolutely critical.
Well, you have to support your heart even if you're going in for surgery, no matter what kind of surgery it is, because your heart always takes a hit.
Exactly. Not used to all that trauma and stress.
So, all right. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, you can give her office a call at 888-777-4232, or you can visit her website at maryjanemack.com. Where would you like to go now, Mom?
Well, talking about heart energy, it's the same thing with horses. If you talk a little bit about horses. What I see with the horses that have lameness issues or are off, and they spend a lot of time working on the leg and putting them on stall rest. Often it has to do with the heart or thyroid. And when you support the biggest organ in the horse is their heart. I mean, it's like a racehorse. It's all about their heart. So if you support their heart, then you usually can pull them out of any lameness and stabilize them and make them feel good again.
All right. You are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking about the heart and brain energy today. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819, and we'll catch you on the other side. Let's get lost in the shadows, somewhere we can go and no one else can find. Loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby, come undone. Loosen up your body till you come undone. Loosen up your body, baby.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community, Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn more.
Don't decide.
wow, are we having a great day.
It's very summery style music, you know.
Everyone just missed it.
Tropical, you know.
Dance show by Benny. And Nancy. Oh, I didn't. No, I was too busy watching Benny. He's got
She's
some,
right. You were dancing a little bit.
A little
were.
Bit.
I think you got caught.
Yeah. A little bit, but yeah. God. Benny's over there busting some moves out.
It's good stuff. Good stuff.
It was very good. I'd like to thank Benny for taking care of all
the
in-studio
dance
moves. All of our in-studio dance moves and entertainment and pushing all the magic buttons and bringing us in and taking us out. So
do what I can.
We love you, Benny.
Thank
we
you.
Love you.
Back
okay,
to you.
Back to Mary Jane. Oh, let's go to Frances in Seattle. Hi, Frances. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you ladies doing today?
We are very well.
How can Excellent. We help you?
If you could take a look at my body and see if you can get some information about what might be helpful to release the chronic tension in my forearms, it's been a long-term issue.
Okay, so the first thing that shows up is your brain. Your brain is in low gear, and then it's the front part of your brain. And then the next thing that shows up is your gallbladder. So your
Can you hear what you said about my brain? Did you say it's in fear mode?
It's in low gear. It's like your, the front part of your brain. It would be your memory, your thinking clearly, your ability to remember things. Do you have any of those?
You know what? I think it's called, that's been, maybe I've never had super, super clear, so it's just normal for me. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you have a tendency toward depression?
I do.
Okay.
Much better these days, but yes, I have a natural tendency towards that and anxiety both.
Well, that's because of your brain. So you get your brain balanced, and you could change that totally. Because if your brain is your brain is like barely a one, so you have a lot of possibilities to improve that and feel better. Now, you also have a gallbladder issue. So even if you take care of your gallbladder, remember how I said the brain affects your heart energy affects your brain. When your brain shows up first, that means you need that nutrition. And then second show is your gallbladder. And your gallbladder basically is a two. So that tells me you have a lot of really heavy sludge in that gallbladder, and you could have pain in your body. Do you have pain in your joints?
No, I don't.
Okay, sometimes you can have pain in your joints, muscle. You can have digestive issues. You can have bloating. You can have bladder issues. You can have heartburn. So those are the things that the possibilities of what you can have. But you definitely, your body, your gallbladder is a two, and your body, your heart energy is a two. So that means your gallbladder is affecting everything and causing your heart to be in low gear and your energy to be low. And when your heart energy is low, you can't move the sludge out of the gallbladder. That's the bottom line. You're basically stuck. So when you what we do is put you on a program to clean out your gallbladder, and your bile duct is also backed up, and that's when you'd have a lot of bloating and maybe gas. And when that you have to have the total program for the gallbladder and the bile duct and your digestion and your brain to pull all that together and get things working, and then you move out of the space you're in and you start to really feel better.
Okay. Well, thankfully, I don't have any of the symptoms that you're talking about with bloating or digestive stuff. So that's good.
That's a good thing. But that means you could get better faster when you're not so stuck. But so that's a good thing. And that then with what was the first thing you told me your issue was?
Chronic forearm tension.
Yeah, that's because of what's in the gallbladder. Because you can have shoulder pain. That's part of the like what I said, the muscle or the tension or whatever you have. Yeah.
Okay. So question is for you then. I know I've worked with naturopaths in the past, and they start with just one organ and kind of wait and see how the others respond. Is that what you do, or
no,
you like to hit
no,
it all at once?
No, what I do is look for the target organ, what's the problem, and take care of the main, that's your main issue, and then by doing that, everything else gets better.
I want to jump in just for a minute.
Yeah.
When she goes through and muscle tests your body tells Mary Jane what needs to be addressed first. So she's not guessing. So your body will tell Mary Jane what the number one priority is in order to be fixed. And your body has the ability to heal itself. So
I give you everything you need for your body to repair itself. And when we do that, that usually takes care of all the other things. Like your heart energy will come up. All your other organs will start functioning again. So there can be other layers, but usually after the first one, they're minor.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It's fun. What I do, I have fun. It's easy. It's not complicated. Give Rhonda a call and set up an appointment, and we'll have you on your way to feeling really good.
And okay,
Nancy,
great.
Give you that
Thank
number.
You.
Great. Mary Jane's number is 888-777-4232. Thank you, Francis. Yeah, so I just want to say, when you have an appointment with Mary Jane, whether it's on the phone, you come into the office, she'll do the accelerated performance system, but she doesn't decide where to start. Your body tells her what needs to be addressed first.
And so, that's why we have predictable results. Your body not only tells me where to start, it tells me exactly what you need, because I go by the numbers, and exactly how much you're to take in order to get results. And we know each week each time when you come in, those numbers should be different. And if they're not different, there's something else going on that we can figure out. There's always an answer. I've never seen it not work, and there's always an answer, whether
right.
it's an emotion or a physical.
So it's kind of like we've all said, your body has the ability to heal itself if it gets the right
nutrition,
has what it needs. So yeah, Mary, that's what I said. Holistic intuitive, she does her thing, and it's your body talking to her, telling her where to start and what needs to be addressed first. So if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. So, Francis, I'd call. It's going to be quick. It's easy. It's simple. And a lot of Mary Jane's clients are like, I don't know why I didn't call sooner. I mean, there's a lot of aha moments. And I know we talk about the gallbladder a lot, but the gallbladder is the main problem sometimes with everything else going on with our body, and that's just all the food we eat.
Well, it's all the processed food. It's all the things that we don't have control of. Even if you're eating good, sometimes you don't
know.
Well,
yeah, and then a lot of people will try and eat the right thing, but if your gallbladder is already out of whack, eating the right thing is just going to make you worse. So, I mean, it's going to irritate your gallbladder.
Well,
so
if you're eating really heavy, healthy food,
yeah.
sometimes your gallbladder can't handle that.
Right.
Exactly.
So, anything else real quick, Mary Jane, about the
heart
and brain?
The heart and brain can be balanced, and we're here to help you. It's an easy road to get back to optimal health and feel good. It's not that complicated. And when you think about, sometimes when I talk to people, they think, well, I don't have that or this. And then they really think about it afterwards, and they do have some of those symptoms.
Well, I think we all get used to feeling the way we feel. I mean, we all think we're good, we think we have energy, foods don't bother us, but I think when you start to really think about it, it's kind of, oh, well, maybe I am a little bit sluggish, or, oh, maybe my digestion is a little bit off. So when you really start paying attention, you might notice some little...
Or you start to avoid things that do bother you, and you're eating the things that you can handle. And that's why you feel better, which is good, but then you still have the same issue underneath. And I see people that do cleanses and do all kinds of crazy things. And even if you do those things, if your body doesn't have what it needs, you might flush the bad stuff out. But if your body doesn't have the proper nutrition, and you cannot eat enough food to get the right nutrition sometimes. And that's why the products I use by Biotics Research are top of the line. And they actually go in because there are specific products to repair the body and get the body back to optimal health.
All right. We'd like to thank everybody today for listening. We hope you have a great day, a great weekend. Don't forget to hydrate. It's going to be hot. And we'll see you next month. Thank you.
They wonder why I'm such a baby.